I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Accidents happen, and when they do, you'll want a lawyer who will stand up to the insurance company and fight for your rights. In case of emergency, have this name in your back pocket, Goldfinger, Brian Goldfinger. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors lost on the road by a score of 115-109 to the Minnesota Timberwolves. It was a pretty free-flowing game for the first half. The Raptors played pretty well. They were sloppy to start the first quarter. They had 7 turnovers. Somehow the Raptors still had the lead. But they played a very strong second quarter. They enter halftime with a respectable edge, and they had pretty firm control of the game. Second half was a different story. Third quarter specifically, the Raptors got a little bit sloppy for sure, but the whistle also got kind of extremely tight. There was a stretch where the Raptors in the first 6 minutes of the third quarter were whistled for 8 fouls, and the Timberwolves were getting to the free throw line for the most minimal bits of contact. But the Timberwolves were more aggressive at that time. They were just pillaging the offensive glass, and the Raptors were weak on that end. Of course, it helps to attack the offensive glass when Jonas Valanciunas, who is pretty much the Raptors' only respectable rebounder, was taken out of the game. He had 4 fouls in 4 minutes at one point. It was that kind of game for him. But the Raptors lost a lead in the third quarter, fell behind. Raptors made a comeback. Fourth quarter, making a bunch of big plays, took the lead even. But the Timberwolves hit 2 big threes, one from Andrew Wiggins off a contest. Jonas contested the shot. He sort of stepped up around the screen, and Wiggins rose up, and generally you would take that. I mean, Wiggins is kind of an inconsistent shooter. He had missed his other 3 threes to that point, but even though Jonas made a pretty good closeout, Wiggins hit the shot. And then the next possession, Karl-Anthony Towns from like 28 feet, like straight on, with Ibaka right in his face, calmly drills one of his like set foot shots, which is really scary. Like, he shoots it so well and he doesn't even jump much for it. Like, that, what do you do against that? Because you can just so easily pump fake from that position. Anyway, the Timberwolves made their big shots and the Raptors couldn't really respond. For the most of the part, like for most of the night, the Raptors were in the game because Kyle Lowry was so good. Like, this is a vintage, Kyle Lowry over everything performance where, he paced the team. 40 points tonight, which is a season high. His previous season high was against Charlotte, 36, and everything else it has been under 30 this year. Lowry was stellar from the get-go. Pushing the pace, hitting threes, whatever, just being aggressive. And even down the stretch, I thought Lowry was pretty good. I mean, he hit a 3, whatever, but, had an assist. But late in the game, I don't know, man. I think defensively it was more of an issue for the Raptors tonight. So I don't even want to talk too much about the offensive execution because defensively the Raptors just weren't there. Like, the free throws, whatever. Like, the Timberwolves end up shooting 42 free throws, which is obviously ridiculous, and it's a lot. The Timberwolves are definitely a team that is very aggressive. They get to the line, but 42 free throws in a regulation game is kind of ridiculous. The Timberwolves only had 115 points, and 32 were free throws. But, that's not anything new. The Raptors, in the past, when they played the Timberwolves, the results have been similar. The Raptors had to do a better job defensively. And I know it's second out of back-to-back. I think this is 7 games in 11 nights. Like, whatever, they must be tired. But you just got to do better. Like, I don't know what else to say about that. You got to do better. You can't give up 15 offensive rebounds. Like, every single player on the Timberwolves, minus Jeff Teague, had an offensive rebound. And it was a very concerted effort from the Timberwolves to attack the offensive glass. And it was a very concerted effort from the Raptors to not box out. Like, even late in the game, the Raptors still had a chance to get it, but DeMar ends up not boxing on Wiggins in a 3-point game when the Raptors could have got the ball back with the chance to tie and force overtime. Those are just mental lapses that, of course, second half of back-to-back, you can make whatever excuses you want to make, but the Raptors weren't disciplined enough, and they weren't focused enough to win this game. And the Timberwolves, they're a respectable opponent. I mean, look, they didn't have Jimmy Butler tonight, and Jimmy Butler is a top 10 player this season based on how he's played. He's the leader of this team. And, you know, they didn't have Jamal Crawford, which is arguably a plus. I mean, Jamal is not great at this point in his career. But, you know, the Timberwolves still played really hard. Andrew Wiggins was a monster in the first half. Towns was unstoppable in the second. Towns had 1 point in the first half because of foul trouble. Second half, he had 21 on 6-7 shooting with 2 threes and 10 rebounds. Like, whew, nasty. And Taj Gibson, like, even Taj Gibson, like, you should never let Taj Gibson score on you like this. I know, whatever. He's played 40 minutes. He had 14 points. It's not a big deal. It kind of is a big deal. This guy can't even jump anymore. And, like, before it was Taj Gibson beating you with jumpers and stuff. Today it was just Taj Gibson beating you on, like, you know, putbacks and, like, hook shots over Ibaka, hook shots over Poeltl, hook shots over, you know, Bebe Nagera. Like, you just shouldn't allow these things to happen. And the Raptors didn't execute enough defensively to get this game done. And, You know. Again, you can circle back to the 42 free throws. It's a lot of free throws, 42. But that's just kind of how this game was played. And the Raptors, couldn't really get it done. The reason the Raptors were in this game beyond Lowry was the fact that the Raptors made a lot of threes. And that kind of is the great equalizing factor. Raptors shot 47% from the field, made 12 threes, and also shot 19 of 21 from the free throw line. And generally speaking, that's enough. That's really is enough. And you know, even with the turnovers early on, they kind of cut that down the rest of the game. Like, they had 7 turnovers in the first quarter and 6 the rest of the game. So, you know, offensively, it wasn't that big of an issue, especially with Lowry, you know, hot the way he was. DeMar was even hot. I mean, he hit 2 threes and another 2 where his foot was on the line, so he could have easily hit 4 threes. But it's just, you know, they just couldn't get enough stops defensively, and they kept giving up so many extra possessions. And it was the same issue in the Spurs game. You know, the difference there was that Valanciunas was able to stay in the game and be, you know, the best player in that game, I thought. But, you know, with JV in foul trouble, the people had to step up, and they just didn't do it. I mean, it's kind of unreasonable to expect a guy like Jakob Poeltl to both make the contest and also grab the board, because he's slender. He is. Like, he's, you know, he's still very young, and he's not, you know, fully physically developed, and he's a light guy regardless. Like, he's not, like, a big, strong dude. And you know, I look at guys like Siakam. Like, you got to be there for your partner, you know? Like, just get there and board. Like, I know you want to leak out all the time, and it's great that you do, but Siakam has to board better. Like, 18 minutes tonight for Siakam, 0 points, 3 rebounds. Like, you know, if you stayed back and boarded a little bit better, you would have done better on that end. But also just on the wings, like, you know, DeMar's crucial gaffe against Wiggins, you know, just a lot of stuff. Oh, Ananobi, Miles, the guards, like, it's just, they just didn't collectively do a good job defensively tonight, and they paid for it. But, you know, at the same time, the Timberwolves are also a very formidable offensive team. Like, you look at how they played in the first half, most of it was just Wiggins being hot on, like, Kobe-style turnaround jumpers. He also dunked on Poeltl twice, but, you know, Wiggins is one of the best dunkers in the league, so that tends to happen. But, you know, even on hustle plays, you know, the Raptors just kind of got out-hustled. So it was it's an understandable loss. I get it. They must be tired, whatever. But at the same time, like, the game was right there. They could have taken this game. It was very close in the fourth quarter, and the Raptors couldn't get it done defensively. That's kind of what it boils down to. Like, they got to do a better job of rebounding, man. It must be driving Dwayne Casey insane. In terms of your three stars, Lowry gets the first one. 40 points will do that for you. I'm giving the second star to DeMar. You know, the thing with DeMar is that, you know, first half his defense on Wiggins was really poor. Second half, really good. I mean, minus the failed box out, whatever. Like, Wiggins, I mean, DeRozan had like 2 possessions where he just stripped Wiggins outright, like in the fourth quarter too, and forcing, you know, turnovers that led to open play and led to scores. So, I mean, you know, Lowry had 40 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 6 threes, 14 of 25 shooting. For the first star, DeRozan, 20 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, a block. Uncharacteristic 5 turnover game for DeMar, but, you know, 2 threes as well. DeMar had an efficient night, I thought. And he gets the second star. And then the third star, I mean, you know, DeLon Wright, I thought, made a big impact on this game, so I'm going to give it to him. He was able to consistently get into the paint and collapse the defense. And the Timberwolves aren't a very good defensive club on the interior anyway. But yeah, Wright, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, shot 3 of 9 from the field, which isn't great, but he did get to the line 6 times and hit all 6 free throws, and I just thought Wright, in the second quarter especially, was kind of responsible for the Raptors building a second a double-digit lead. And, you know, Wright wasn't as effective in the fourth quarter, but overall, like, it was just it was a pretty good performance from Wright, I guess. For your backup point guard, you'll take 12 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. So, yeah, I don't really know what else to say. It was just a sloppy game, whatever. It happens, but it's becoming an issue for the Raptors. Like, they're, you know, and it kind of comes in cycles with the Raptors and rebounding. Like, sometimes they're, like, top 5. Sometimes they're, you know, bottom 10. And we've seen the Raptors go through phases where they struggle with it. And, you know, I don't quite know what it is because we've shuffled everything. Like, we've changed the power forwards. We changed our small forwards. Changed the whole new bench a couple times. But once in a while, it just crops up. You know, like, in the year we had Biombo, Raptors elite defensively, like, rebounding-wise. And also just a very stingy defensive club. And this year, they're a stingy defensive club. They get great. They're great at getting stops. They just don't rebound. Like, it just, it's frustrating. Like, you know, Lowry's a good rebounder for position. DeRozan's pretty athletic for his position. OG's well-sized to be a three. Ibaka, I mean, whatever, he's not a good rebounder. JV's a good rebounder. Like, and the bench, like, they're all small, slender guys, but, like, they're very active. And if you see the way they attack the offensive glass, like, there's no reason why they can't do that for the defensive glass. Like, you know, the bench came up with 6 defensive or offensive rebounds tonight. Like, and, it, you know, you how do you have that happen? But at the same time, only come up with, you know, between 6 players, they came up with 11 defensive rebounds. Like, that's not good enough, man. It speaks to a lack of discipline on that end. So that's something for the Raptors to shore up. And yeah, in terms of the Timberwolves, I mean, they had this guy named Marcus Georges Hunt, which I cover the NBA for a living. I have no idea who this dude is. But he was everywhere on the court. He wore a headband. He had 12 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. I mean, it doesn't even sound like he had that great of a game, and I'm kind of maybe overselling a little bit, but he was just deadly, man. He made a lot of hustle plays. He won some extra possessions for the Timberwolves, and also I have no idea who he is, so that's the definition of a Jordan Henderson Award right there. So, whatever, man. It was tough. It was tough. Raptors got a rebound, literally, but also, you know, figuratively, you know, rebound from this performance, but seriously, just get a rebound. Anyway, thanks to everyone for listening. You can read my 10 things, whatever. You can also read my column for this week, the Raptors Weekly column. I graded every single player. You know, so just do that. There's a lot of good Raptors content out there. So, you know, wherever you find it, whether it's my shit or someone else's stuff, like, yeah, there's a lot of good work being done by the community. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. I'll be back next game.